You're listening to the Coach's Corner on KGGF. I'm Matt Jordan, and joining me now is the head coach of the Cherryvale Chargers, Coach Harry Hester. All right, Coach. Well, heading into week four, you guys are 2-1. You've won two games in a row. How do you feel heading into the fourth week of the season?
Oh, you know, I think we continue to get better, that's what we talk about. I mean, replacing the kids we had to replace, it was a rough start, and with two returning starters, and so these kids have continued to get better. They've played really, really hard the last two games, and I mean, there's still some, as a coach, there's still some things we need to do better, and they understand that, and we're working on the little things, the mental little things that they got to do to get better, but everything's continued to get better. So, and that's what I tell them is, we still haven't played our best football, so let's strive to do that this week.
All right, and you kind of had the luxury of playing, either at home or pretty close to home. And you go on the road Friday to Belle Plaine. What do you know about that Belle Plaine team?
They got a new coach in C.J. Madison. He was he played at West Elk. I mean, he was a good player for them back in the late 2009 era, somewhere in there. He's got them going and exciting as a new coach. And I think you alluded to it. We got to handle. That's going to be about a 2.5-hour road trip out there for us. We got to handle that, but I haven't played them before. I think it's exciting. We're kind of, I told the kids they should be excited. Districts, it almost feels like a big playoff game because it is so far. They spread it out and run no huddle and trying to get as much snaps as they can. They got some good skill players.
All right. Well, who are some of your players that you're looking to step up or have stepped up this season?
When you turn a three-year starter at quarterback, that helps with Kate Addis. He understands everything we're trying to do. Garrett Novotny, we got him going last week. He returns as one of our slots, and he had a big game for us last week. I think 6 carries for 158 yards. He's finally, our line's getting better, and so he's trusting those blocks a lot more and putting the, hitting the hole where it needs to be. And he had 2 untouched touchdowns the other night, which was a great job by our line. Wyatt Gilman and Wyatt Rada came on against Blue Stem. Those guys at fullback, have really picked it up. They both, Wyatt Gilman, he had over 100 yards against Blue Stem, and Wyatt Rada, I think yards per carry was pretty impressive against them, like about eight yards per carry. And so those guys running fullback makes us harder to stop. And then Gavin Hooper, wide receiver, he had a couple great catches this last week and a nice touchdown in the end zone and makes plays for us. And defensively, I think, Seth Nehiron at linebacker does a good job for us as well, along with all those other kids in the secondary and Kate at linebacker. So, we're still trying to figure out who we are but with the new districts and this week starts, we gotta kind of make an identity of ourselves and get headed in the right direction.
All right. And now, what are some of your keys to the game? If we say, if Cherryvale does this, do you guys come away with a win on Friday?
I don't think we can't turn over the ball. I think any game, but especially in this one, I watched some teams turn the ball over against these guys, and I think we need to maximize our offensive possessions and keep the ball out of their hands, I think, for sure. They've got a really good running back, and then they got a 6'3" wide receiver that they like to throw to. So they're probably 50-50. And two of their games this year, they ran 75 offensive plays. So I think if we can help our defense out offensively by, limiting their snaps, I think that's going to be to our benefit. And I think we got to be physical. I mean, I think we just need to be physical with those guys up front, and that's what we do in Cherryvale. We try to be physical, and so I think that is the key to the game, just limiting their offense by using our offense to keep control of the ball and then be physical.
Yeah, just own that clock, own that time of possession, and own field position.
Yeah, I think that's what they lost to Kingman, and that's what they did to them, and they just. you know, they ran the double tight bone like Caney and just, you know, kind of ran it at him and kept it away from him. So I think that's we got to do that just to limit their snaps on offense.
All right. Well, good luck Friday night. Hope you come away with a win, and we'll talk more next week.
All right. I truly appreciate it.
This has been the Coach's Corner on KGGF. I'm Matt Jordan, and thanks to Coach Harry Hester of Cherryville for joining us today.